Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Are you hanging on? Are you holding on? Are you breathing? Are you staying balanced? Because, man, it's a challenge, isn't it? It is a challenge in this world right now. And those of us who have been doing this work for a while and know the truth must step forward into the world to help hold the balance, hold the light, and focus on what we want. So I'll be talking a lot about that today. We'll be talking a lot about that today. First of all, I want to remind you that Valentine's Day is coming up, and we have the perfect little gift with Bupalupaloo, our bear, that teaches self-love and self-esteem, and it's just a darn cute little teddy bear, too. So we all have a child or a grandchild or a friend who needs more love in their lives. So think Bubba when you think Valentine's. I also want to share with you, you know, our beloved Jean Gerson Greer made her transition. Talked about that last week. If you would like to make donations, they're asking them to be made to the International Fund for Animal Welfare. She was very involved with animals. So, International Fund for Animal Welfare, the address will be included on the e-blast that goes out tomorrow. Her memorial will be February 12th at Riverside Funeral Home in New York, at 1:30 in the afternoon. All righty, so back to what's up in the world. My goodness. You can't get away from it, so you might as well accept what is going on. And that is the channel's first message. Look to what is possible. Look to what is possible about the journey that we are all on as a country right now, and therefore as the world. Look to what's possible, and you have to start the process by accepting what is. And this extends to our health, to our money, to anything. You have to accept the state that something is in now. So this is where my money is. This is what's going on in my body. This is where my status of relationships are. I accept this. And now I'm going to decide what I want. This is what I have, and this is what I want. Because if you keep focused on what is, you don't ever create what you want. So you have to accept what is and then go, but this over here, this is what I want. And I'm going to commit to creating that. I'm going to get my little child and my teenager and me on every level all integrated so we all want the same thing at the same time. We're all speaking. All of me is speaking with one voice. So from that, you've got to take action. from objectivity and love and passion, not anger and aggression. One of our community emailed me about what I talked about last week on the show, which was watching the marches. And I'm sorry if people misunderstood what I said. So I want to be very clear about what I said or meant to say last week, which was when I watched the marches, I was overwhelmed with the sea of love and commitment that was going on. And there were a few people who took the movement and turned it into a negative hatred thing or an anger thing. All of us are seeing that all over social media right now. Not going to get us what we want, guys. So I want you to stay focused on what you want. Take action around that, but from a place of love and passion, not aggression and anger. Like the Buddha said, if you have to sue somebody on this plane, sue them. Just love them while you're doing it. And then, of course, the last step is to accept that it's done. Go, woohoo, yippee, the dinner's already ordered, my heart is open, and the creation of this, I accept. I accept all the positive results from my knowing, right? And again, the knowing is the emotion, is the experience of the emotion. They want to strongly remind us that America was created for the people, by the people. We are a nation that governs ourselves. So get involved if you don't like what's going on. Get involved behind the voice that you want to create with through love. Okay, well, now there's something else coming in. Sheets, book, song. Well, they're taking me to ET, and usually I would go to keeping your heart open and keeping your heart light on. We've already talked about that. So then I would ask myself, okay, so what it is ET didn't focus on the struggle of getting back home. He set out to learn about the world he was in and see what would work around what he could put together, and bringing the kids in to help him so that he could get back home. And because he was so clearly focused, all of the children, in their love and passion for ET, helped him get home across the barriers of politics and doctors and, you know, scientific study and all that stuff, which we inadvertently give so much power to. It's a perfect analogy. And, okay, so I can go to the callers now. All right. So I want all of you to be clear about whatever it is in your life that you're wanting now. Have you accepted where you're at, and are you clear about what you want? Because if you're not clear about what you want, there's no way you can create it. All right, we're going to start with Karen in Toronto. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking
my call.
Hi, get on.
You're welcome.
Feel divinely guided today. My heart goes out to Jeannie and her family. It was such a blessing to be able to learn from her over this last year, too. So,
indeed it was.
Yeah, beautiful soul. So everything you're saying, I've noticed that I've had two separate opportunities to be with my children, especially my older son. And I went into feeling devastated and hurt and came back to looking within myself to what part of me and why that triggered in me.
Quickly, just set it up for us, Karen, because you're all over the place right now. So you had a chance to be with your son twice, and he didn't want to do that?
No, he invited me, and I had 3 days with my beautiful son and granddaughters. But through the whole
okay,
city,
what, then,
but I know that.
Then what's
I'm
the challenge?
I'm in confusion, and I feel that I am not really a part of his life. That I have to learn to accept that for some reason he's disconnected from me.
Okay, so I don't get this. So he invited you up, and you went, and you had 3 days with him, and you're feeling like he doesn't want you to be a part of his life.
He walked in front of me. He didn't communicate with me. He was on, he was on his phone. If I talked to him, he answered, but he didn't. It was almost like I was invisible unless I was paying for what we needed to pay for the granddaughter, which was okay. It was my blessing to be there.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from the channel, and they want everybody to stop what you're doing and listen to this. The highest words they're giving me is that you're invisible to yourself. You're invisible to your greatness. You're invisible to your creative power, and you are invisible to how special you are in this world. So what comes up when I say that, Karen? Because, guys, you know, God himself could come and kneel down at our feet, and if we don't think we're worthy, we'll be going, oh, it's an illusion. He's not really there.
That hits really deep. That's truth.
Okay. Well, guys, look, that's like walking into a party, which is going to be a metaphor for the world. That's like you're walking into a party and you're going, hi, I really want you to love me. I really want you to love me. I really want, you know, to feel special and know I'm wanted in your world, but I'm a piece of shit, so I don't feel like that about myself. But could you guys feel like that for me? Who's going to walk up to you? Well, good. You're laughing, Karen. So you get it, right?
I get it.
So, honey, why does your little girl feel that she's not special? Who taught her that?
Wow, it always goes back to our child, doesn't it?
Pretty much. And that's why I'm teaching you, trying to teach all of you, don't go into the reaction, stand back, be objective, and go, wow, I really took a hit here. I really feel like I'm not welcome here. What's going on with my little girl? Where did she get that message? And how can I help her heal this so I don't live my life feeling like this? Because as an adult, I can see this is not true.
Wow. That is so clear, Dee. Thank you.
Okay. So, Karen, what did your mom tell you about being special or not being special?
It was my dad that he just
married. Yeah, and it was. But your mom let him.
She did, yes.
Yeah, and that is where you're getting plugged in, because he's letting his wife in your perspective. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, that's the plug-in. That's what you've got to let go, because your little girl's going, oh, see, it's just like mommy and daddy. Nobody came to my defense.
Oh, my gosh.
So you, yes, oh, my gosh, indeed. Please, guys, do the work that the channel has given you so clearly to do. It's so easy. I'm plugged in. I feel bad. I'm in reaction. What's going on with my little child?
Wow.
You will find the answers, and you will be able to get back to your objectivity, okay? Thank you for starting the call off so with so much clarity, Karen. Thank you. Bye-bye, honey.
Chris, bye.
What?
Is that your little child course? Would that that would be so clear with that, wouldn't it?
Yes, and that's what I'm creating for everybody right now.
That's fantastic.
So, give me a month. I'll have it up. All right, baby. Bye-bye. Boy, I hope our connections get clear, Stephen. I don't know what's going on here. Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, you're on.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
So much resonated with the last phone call about kind of feeling invisible and where do I go from here? My birthday is coming up, so I'm, you know.
Patty, you know, they're saying for you, it's almost the opposite. You're scared to death to be seen. But it feels like, yeah, okay, good. So if you're scared to death to be seen, you're not going to let yourself be seen, and therefore you're going to perceive it as people thinking you're invisible.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So again, why were you afraid to be seen? When you were little, why were you afraid to be seen?
Really little or a teenager?
No, it always starts, but go to your teenager, because your teenager, the place you want to go to as a teenager is just a mirror of what happened when you were little. So what happened when you were a teenager? I was afraid to be seen because?
Because I was popular. And this lady that took care of me lied to my mother and said that I was messing around with boys behind the bungalow. I made up this story, and my mom believed her over me.
Yeah. Yeah, they usually do. Okay. So now I'm going to you as a little girl.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with?
You are afraid to be seen because your mother didn't want you to be seen more than she was seen. Does that resonate?
It makes sense, yeah.
If it doesn't, speak up. But
she would always say that she was sorry that she had us, and I could see that she got jealous of me and my sisters when we got older because we got attention.
Yeah, and so she wanted to believe them because that meant, you know, if you were with the boys, you were getting the attention that she wanted. That's what's going on. And you've got to now teach your little girl, look, I like attention and I want attention. And you and I want to be seen. And people are going to love and honor us for being seen because we have a lot to give.
My whole body.
If you're going to be, well, good. Vibrate all that stuff right out of it, will you? So you can move on. Because, guys, we can't be great if we're afraid of being seen. We can't reach the people we want to reach if we're afraid of being seen. Or if any part of us is afraid of being seen, every relationship in our life will only be completed to the degree that we're comfortable of allowing ourselves to be seen. You know, if, you know, like Lanny is starting this whole business where he has to talk to people on the phone and really communicate, you know, that even though they don't see him, they see a part of him over the phone. So he's got to share that part of him, right? I've got to share everything about me as an actress. That's how we complete successful relationships. You got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you getting a yes?
Yes. I'm getting a sure. yes, but it doesn't matter what I get. It matters that you're your highest answer, Patty.
Okay. I am really working on that every single day.
That takes me to I see myself clearly. So
okay.
let's all claim that. I see myself clearly. Because when we do, we will be able to see all the stuff our little girls and little boys are running. Okay? Perfect. We were supposed
Thank
to get
you.
To that. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You bet. Oh, my goodness. I just can't wait to do this show. All right, Sylvie in New York, you're on.
Hi, how are you doing?
So fabulous. We're on a roll here. What's up with you?
I hear, I see. I guess it's about the same, feeling not seen, not heard.
Okay, so there's a little bit of a different take on it for you also, and I'm going to the sheets, and I'm going to a core belief, so hang on here. This page, no, this page here. 40. Okay. Yours is more defined as I have to struggle to be seen. I have to struggle to be seen. So that means there's not a lot of joy in it, and I have to work really hard to be able to be seen and to be heard. Okay? So let's go back to your childhood, sweetheart. What was going on in your childhood where you had to struggle to get your parents' attention? Or your grandparents? I don't know why they threw that in.
Yeah, I guess because I was the third one and the last one. And I guess my other sisters got more attention than I did. And I was left behind.
Yep. Okay, there's the words. When you guys say the words, it throws me against the back wall. Left behind. I have to struggle not to be left behind. That's your belief. Okay?
Mm.
So we're going to accept that. I know that I have a belief that I have to struggle so I'm not left behind. That's not what I want. What I want is to easily and joyfully accept that I'm, what's the opposite positive of being left behind for you?
What's the opposite? Of being acknowledged.
Great. Perfect. Beautiful. So you see what she did. We accepted it. We said we don't want it. And then we created the statement, which now we will put a feeling with, which is the opposite positive of what we want. I know that I am easily and joyfully acknowledged and accepted. Okay?
Mm.
Can
yeah.
you feel now, I want you to go to your love place or your freedom place. Can you match the feeling of what that feels like, the experience of what that feels like, to always be easily acknowledged?
Yeah.
It's freedom, isn't it, sweetheart?
Yeah, it is.
The more you can play with that feeling and tell little Sylvia, look, this is what it feels like, and we want to feel like this all the time, don't we? So that she can literally hook into that charge with you, and you can start living that charge and sending it out. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
Awesome.
You got to walk
awesome.
The talk, though. Just hearing me say this is not going to do it for you. You've got to go into the experience consciously, feeling.
I kind of got a... some kind of little doll that speaks to me, like you have your wobble
up. Bear.
Yeah. So
Bubble-a-loo, yeah.
So I kind of
okay,
got
good.
Yeah, so I put a little message in there telling myself that I love myself, my child. And, you know, it's been actually bringing up the love and the acknowledgement of telling my little girl that, hey, you were accepted. I loved you. And we did good. And so I'm getting there.
I get a big yes on that. I get a big yes on that, Sylvia. And you see, that's exactly why I created Bupalopaloo. So our children will get it now instead of when they're 30, 40, 50, 60 and have to retrain their little child. They can start out their world in a powerful way. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
And thank you for being who you are. And, I mean, you are awesome. You're awesome.
Thanks, sweetheart. Right back at you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I just got to with McLean. So I'm like, wow, you're awesome.
Oh,
so
great.
Blessings.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Blessings.
Yeah, I have to really thank Jennifer McLean. I meet so many new people in the community because of her friendship and her allowing me to be a part of her community also. Susan, what's up, dude?
Hi, I knew you were coming.
Trying to get you on.
And I got off my speakerphone for it. Well,
yeah,
right along the same subject, when I was my little girl, I remember, and I don't remember exactly what this happening, but my grandfather was in the movie business. My mother wanted me to be a child actress, and I was so deathly afraid to speak to anybody. I was just horrified. I was so shy when I was little. And I'm still...
I get a no on that, Susan. They're saying it's not about shyness, and I don't understand this, so we're going to explore it. It's
fear.
About anger.
Anger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That makes sense.
But underneath anger is always fear or grief. So why were you afraid of your mother?
My mother she was a terrible mother. I hated my mother. She was a terrible mother. She didn't know how to mother. They punished me a lot, and I was
okay.
Kind of...
So stop right there,
okay.
Because guys, if you were punished a lot when you were a child, what your child perceives that message as being is, I'm punished for being who I am.
Yes,
I am punished for being who I am, because back in the days that we all were raised, we weren't quite as conscious as when I was raising Gabrielle. So it's you're a bad little girl, not what you're doing is not loving, or what you're doing is hurtful. Mommy always loves you, but what you're doing, I don't love so much right now. We got, you're bad, sit down, shut up. We don't want to hear you. We don't want to see you. Right?
That's exactly what I got. Exactly,
and we're always going to believe the teachers. We're always going to believe the neighbors over what you say, because you're just a kid. Okay.
Yeah,
So then, Susan, why the heck would you want to be seen if every time you were seen, you were told you were wrong and you shouldn't be who you are?
And I would get punished for doing
exactly. But what I want you to hear now is you're punishing yourself. Guys, I want you to hear this. They're not doing it to you anymore. We're doing it to ourselves. And that's why we've got to become aware of these things that are running us, so that we don't continue to parent ourselves with the lack that we were parented. They did the best they could, and it ain't ever going to change. Your childhood ain't ever going to change. They're never going to change. But right now, in this moment, you can find your freedom by finding out what runs you. And we know the brain thinks in pictures, so you've got to give the picture the brain the picture that you want so it can communicate that to your body so you can send out the signal that's going to create other things. That's it in a nutshell, Susan.
Would a good example of that be like how I go out and I sing at karaoke and I sing really well now. I always was told before when I was a kid that I couldn't sing. And I really can sing. And it's something that I've always wanted to do.
Yes. And the next time we're back at Lilydale, right?
Uh-huh.
And a group of us says, let's go out to dinner. Susan doesn't immediately feel like she really isn't invited, even though she is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, I'm lovingly pointing out.
I'll sing for you too at Lilydale.
Okay, that's the deal. I'm lovingly pointing out to you.
I love it.
You know, it's a default, guys. It's a default that our little child takes us to for protection. Okay?
Yeah.
Not the truth anymore. It's not the truth of who you have to be. And you have to be conscious to take yourself into a different emotional charge through a different expectation. So I accept this is what went on in my childhood, and now this is what I want to create, and I'm going to feel into that, and then I'm going to accept all the good change that I've just created. Thank you, baby.
I love it. I'm getting chills.
Good to talk to you again.
Great.
Yeah, it's very empowering. I've been working so much with it on my own around different things. And it's amazing how much stronger and more powerful you will all be. We will all be. And I'm going to David. Whoops. Oh, I hope I didn't take you off. David in Colorado. Hi, you're on, babe.
Oh, hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm pretty fabulous. We're on an awesome roll here. What can we help you with?
Thank you for taking my call. I've been on a huge rollercoaster ride with my career over the past 9 months, and I just wanted to call in just to see, what you see as far as my future growth goes, looking, as far as financially and spiritually speaking, just where I'm headed. I haven't had it. It's been crazy.
David, you haven't had what?
I'm looking for stability. I haven't had stability.
No. Okay. So stability is way overrated. And what they want you to know is you're looking for stability because that's the word you didn't have. That's the feeling you didn't have as a younger child. They're showing me somebody like me who grew up in an alcoholic household who's always looking to the right, looking to the left, looking to the right, looking to the left, wondering what the hell is going to happen. But ultimately, guys, in our adult lives as creators, we want to focus more on consistent, focused creation than stability. Because stability, what drives us, most of us, they're saying, and this is your thing, David, and mine, what drives us wanting stability is fear. You know, fear that I'm not going to have enough, fear that they're not going to stay, fear that my health is going to go. So I want everything to be stable. And the best way to create stability at the same time as creating a happy, healthy, passionate lifestyle is to always be excited about creating what you want. Can you feel into the difference of that?
I think that's in line with how I'm thinking. I mean, that definitely sounds good, yeah.
Okay, so they want to give you a core belief to help you shift into understanding all this. Hold on here. Okay, I'll never be good enough. So please go back to your little boy, because they're saying your little boy was absolutely taught he wasn't good enough. And if you're not good enough, you can't ever create the passion and the joy and the excitement of conscious, consistent creation. So what message was David given about being good enough when you were little?
Well, I pretty much heard that from mostly my dad, I would say. He was pretty, you know, I had some wonderful parents, but they had, you know, they would, if they weren't satisfied with something, they would let me know it. And, I was sometimes called some, you know, negative words, like sometimes I was called stupid or what are you doing or, you know, like that. So,
yeah.
I think that's ingrained in my childhood.
Yeah. So David and everybody, and Stephen, if you can make this connection any better, please, I'd sure appreciate it. David and everybody, what that says to us is you're not okay being who you are. You are not okay being who you are. You're never going to be good enough the way you are. And so how can you create you being stable within yourself if you get that message? You see, you're looking for stability out in the world. You've got to find the stability within you. Do you understand, David?
Yeah. I'm just trying to go down. Yeah.
So what that means is, you've got to feel into knowing that everybody accepts you as enough and you accept you as enough. So what does that feel like if you got up every day and went out in the world and everybody walked by you and said, "Hi, David, oh my gosh, you are more than enough for this world. You are so awesome." Can you feel the difference?
Yes, for sure.
All right. So that's your exercise, is feeling into that and taking your little boy with you so that you are expressing one feeling, one voice, one knowing to the universe, so that that's the charge you send out, that the universe then can send you all kinds of opportunities to create stability. You got it?
Yes.
Yeah. When I say you accept it, though, my pendulum goes right to no. So do you want to keep arguing for this fear of non-stability, or do you want to give up whatever you have to give up so that you know you create your stability? Which one,
yes.
David? Okay,
I need to understand that I am good enough and that I can do this. I can do, because I'm, you know, I am entrepreneurial in spirit. I do have a, you know, a small side business I'm working on building up, and I just got to believe. It's all about belief. I just need to believe more in myself, and I can do this.
Yes, and what I want you to hear, though, is that believing in yourself comes from you choosing to take yourself into the feeling of what it feels like. Guys, the feeling is the creation, not the words, not the thought, the feeling. You got to move into the feeling of already having it. Just like ordering a dinner, you already are tasting that great glass of Merlot before it ever gets to the table. Okay, baby?
Yep.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. All right, Cara, you're up.
Yay!
Yay! What's going on?
Dee, I love you so much, and I really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Carla.
Feeling a little sad about Jeannie, but I accept that something she created on some level.
So, you know, I have to tell you, I just heard her voice so loud and clear. I wish I could mimic her, but nobody can mimic Jeannie's. And it was like, oh, God, Tell her I'm great. Tell her I'm free. Yeah, good. So now you're laughing because literally that's Jeannie. It's
yeah.
like, get over it, you know? Okay, what can we do for you?
I am doing so fabulous with keeping my heart open. It's Woo! Really become part of my life.
Yay, yippee, woo!
Yeah.
Let's all claim that. It's
yes.
who I am. That's right. Good.
Now, when I see Trump, I can actually feel me falling out of my heart.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he an awesome challenge for all of us?
Oh, my God. Like,
yes.
You know, waterboarding really isn't a torture, you know. He's just so proud of himself. That's what he says on TV.
Okay, but see, then every time you go into a reaction, and I am so speaking for myself at the same time, every time we go into reaction, he wins, hate wins, the lack of creation wins.
I know.
Well, we got to stop it. We're all going to get off, and we're all going to go watch Bob Newhart Stop It Again. So
I love that one.
I do too. And if you really want to get given up your stuff, go watch it, guys, or watch it again. The thing is, if we want the peace and the joy and the freedom, if we want our country of the people by the people, we have to create that by feeling into love and the freedom place. So when you can watch Mr. Trump and actually create that love feeling to send to him, to the country, this is what we want, and I accept the positive results of this knowing, then we will know we have absolutely integrated our little child, ourselves, and our God. The three voices then will be speaking with one voice, because no part of us will be arguing with the part of us that knows we have to keep our heart open.
Is there a good statement that I can repeat to myself?
No, there is a good feeling.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you use for your love place?
Oh, I have a bunch of them, but one of them is the picture of me when I was three, and I'm all happy, and it's right by where I sit and watch TV.
Okay.
I have Kuan Yin.
That's it.
You know, things like that. So I have been trying to look at that and trying to
get back. No, I don't want you to try to look at anything. I want you to look at Trump. And look at the picture of your little girl and say, I'm choosing that.
Okay.
Let me feel that, knowing that my country is for the people, by the people, and this is a journey of learning and discerning and creating the highest good for everybody.
I love you. Thank you very much.
I'm telling you, I'm with you on the struggle. I get plugged in before I even know I'm there. You know, fortunately, I have a daughter and a boyfriend who are really good balances.
Yeah.
And the three of us keep, you know, each other. But I'm not saying don't take action. I'm not saying put your head in the sand. I'm saying know what's going on and going, I don't want that. This is
okay.
what I want.
Okay.
And I create that with an open heart and love. That's the way I create it. Thank you. It's done. I mean, you know, some of the greatest rises up of humanity came from some of the darkest hours of humanity. I believe we don't have to have dark hours to create the light.
Mm.
And most people still do. let's just create the love, guys, and power through divine love. Of course, we want a powerful country, but we want a powerful country through divine love and integrity and respect for all energy. That's what we want. Let's take our love there. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. I hope that helped, Carla.
It did.
I'm with you, and we're all being challenged together. No matter which side you're on, this is an interesting time. Thank you for bringing that up, because I'm sure a lot of people needed to move into that. All righty. We're going to Miss Anna in New York. Hi, babe. You're on. Well, you're not on. Now you're on. Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And I just have a problem. I just have been facing some challenges regarding a friendship, and this person has a hard time making social. Yeah.
Anna, you have to stop what you're doing and talk directly into your phone. Please, honey.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, this is better, and I don't hear clinking and all that stuff going on. So you're challenged by a friend.
Yes.
And what is the friend doing?
I had a birthday party yesterday. Yeah, I had a birthday I had a birthday yesterday, and I was going to celebrate it with this guy. And he canceled last minute, and then he felt probably bad, and then he came anyway. And it just put me in this really bad, funky mood. And
so stop. You felt betrayed, you felt dishonored, you felt unloved by that, right?
I felt I felt let down, and it was a difficult day for me, my birthday. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so stop.
Yeah.
So stop. I'm going to walk you through it. So we're going to go to your little girl. Why did your little girl feel forgotten? In her childhood, why did your little girl feel forgotten?
I don't know. I didn't feel – it was not a good birthday day for me at all. I don't know why I felt forgotten.
I understand that, Anna. Walk with me here. I want you to go to your little child, back to you when you were 3 or 4. Why did your little girl with your mom and dad – why did she feel forgotten or abandoned?
No one really paid attention to her. No one really paid attention.
Okay, so that is why you took such a hit with this guy when he canceled on your birthday. Because your little girl went, oh, I remember this. I remember that nobody really pays attention to me. And you've carried that your entire life, haven't you?
Yeah, on my birthday. Yep, I have.
Okay. So I want you to understand that the severity of this reaction was your little girl going, oh, my God, it's happening again. Mommy and Daddy and people I love forget me or don't honor me or don't acknowledge me.
Right.
And so let me ask you this. At your birthday party, who else was there?
No, nobody was there. I just was going to spend time with him in the evening. And none of my family members called me yesterday. It was just a really difficult day. And I called them on it, and I told them, like, I would like to talk and on my birthday and stuff. People just thought a text message was good enough, you know. It was a very difficult day.
Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. So, but what I want, our job is to heal ourselves so that we don't feel crummy.
Right.
Because of the rest of the world. Back to Trump.
Yep.
Trump can't make us crummy. Our family's texting instead of calling us. So they did remember you, but they remembered you with a text instead of a... Okay. So, Anna, baby, you're looking and expecting people not to be there for you. In essence,
yeah.
What you're saying is that everybody ultimately came through for Anna. They remembered you,
they did.
But they didn't remember you the way you wanted them to. He came, even though at first he canceled, he ended up coming. So I want you to see that your little girl is probably saying to the adult Anna, no matter how much they show up for me now, it's never going to be enough.
Okay.
I'm never going to allow myself to experience that people are acknowledging and honoring and remembering me.
Right.
Okay. So, again, people can have millions of dollars if they live in the place of lack. They are never going to experience their wealth.
I
want you to start experiencing and seeing everywhere in your life where people show up for you and people acknowledge you. I want you to start looking at that. But most of all, I want you to take your little girl and feel into. Tell me the one time in your life, pick out a time where you went, wow, I'm really loved, and look at all these people. They really appreciate me. There is a time in your life, several times they're saying, when this has been in place. Can you pull one up?
Well, maybe for my graduation, and we just recently went on a trip with my parents. That was great. They were there. They really showed up there for me. I mean, and he showed up several times for me even.
Okay, so Anna, you see, even with the little shift that we've made just during this call, you're starting to see the world a little differently. Your perspective has shifted already. I want you and your little girl to spend time feeling how great it felt on the trip with your mom and dad and how everybody showed up, okay? I want you to start seeing and expecting the world to be this way for Anna so your little girl can get used to it, okay, darling?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, beautiful Anna. Happy birthday to you. There, you had Screen Actors Guild performing, big actors singing you happy birthday. I want you to acknowledge I showed up to you. I love you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Okay, Diane, you got to make it real quick, but I wanted to get to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dee. I appreciate it. I was calling about my romantic relationship with Brian. We've been moving forward, working on communication because that has been an issue sometimes. I'm even thinking about joining Toastmasters, which terrifies me. But what I was wanting to know.
Oh, good. Go do it then.
Thank you.
If it terrifies you, go do it.
Yeah. Well, what I was wanting to know was anything about the relationship in general or anything I need to do to facilitate that I haven't intuitively already.
They want to go to communication and give me a song.
A song?
Yeah, any song that pops in.
Well, there's a stupid song that he made up for me called Churros.
And what's it about?
It's just a goofy thing. It's Churros in the Moonlight, where we go to a restaurant and we eat churros and we talk under the moonlight. And
Okay. That's your answer. Fun. You try to communicate without fun.
Without what? Fun?
Fun and joy and silliness. You know, communication to you is so heavy. Is that true?
It can be sometimes. Yes. I have a background as a lawyer. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Yeah. When you communicate with him, it's got to be fun.
Okay.
Because it's true. He's a lot of fun, isn't he?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. So he's there in your life, baby, to help you be silly and have more fun. And that's a good thing for you, by the way. It's a really good thing for you. So loosen up, go to your heart, and allow yourself to be silly, and the communication's going to open up a lot more. This is a good relationship, they're saying.
Okay. Yeah, I was feeling like it's the best match I've ever had and possible marriage or at least long term. Yeah.
Yeah, but just have fun.
Okay.
Don't make it so serious. Have fun, because he's going to open up, and then he's going to get you to open up more. It's a really good road you're on, they're saying. And so for everyone around creating what we want and holding the focus and working with our little children, let's have fun. You know, they've told us for years, fun is going to help you create a lot more. Thank you for bringing that in, Diane. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. And I thank all the callers, too, because I've learned something from everybody today. And I'm very grateful.
Isn't it the truth? I know. We rock, don't we? We rock.
Yes, very much.
And you is we. Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
All right, my guys. You know, Lanny always says, how was your show? And today I'm going to go awesome, like I do every week. Okay, we have the information. We have the formula. We have the instructions. Let's go live it, guys. Go live it. When you feel yourself going into the toilet, climb out, dry yourself off, and go to the beach instead. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves, and love that little child, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.